This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Washington, D.C. is flexing its New World Order muscle to brand average Americans, rightfully fed up with a rigged election system, as racist domestic terrorists who deserve to die. Because at the end of the day, Washington, D.C. is its own state, a corporation separate from these United States, a lobbyist hellhole steeped in corruption, teeming with sexually compromised ingrates, licking the boots of globalism and fascism. So when a survey conducted by Triton Polling and Research revealed that a D.C. jury pool refused to see the truth behind the January 6th political prisoners and instead opted to fuel the anti-American narrative, it was clearly obvious that there is no justice in the District of Criminals and a change of venue is in order, as J6 protesters were branded as domestic terrorists, traitors, criminals, and insurrectionists.
In every single court of our land, no one's been charged and convicted with insurrection, yet Democrats and dishonest people in the media every single day accuse President Trump of waging an insurrection.
You know how I know it wasn't an insurrection? Because he hasn't been charged with insurrection. You know how else I know it's not an insurrection? Because this is the first insurrection in the history of the world where the people that were a part of it were unarmed. If you're trying to stoke an insurrection, you don't tell the people listening, hey, I want you to go over there peacefully and patriotically.
According to the poll, nearly 90% said that Donald Trump was to blame, not the broken criminal election system. Nearly 70% said that Donald Trump's supporters are racist, a complete fabrication, while nearly 50% agreed that the J6ers, who stood up for the country, according to our founding documents, deserve life imprisonment or death.
What the judges have been hiding behind, saying that through the jury selection process, they can root out those who have inherent biases against the January 6th defendants, has now been completely obliterated. That narrative is gone. You can't root out 86.4% of people that believe that no matter what we did at the Capitol, anyone who participated in events of Jan 6 should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. Regardless of what they did at the Capitol, anyone who participated in the events of January 6th, nearly 70% of D.C. jurors believe that we should serve prison time, prison time.
Even as a three-judge panel, D.C. Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C., ruled that Donald Trump does not have immunity from prosecution in his election case, as events unfolded, the narrative to get Trump and his supporters is crumbling.
We are here today to authoritatively express that President Trump did not commit an insurrection, and we believe Congress has a unique role in making that declaration. It's not the job of the states, and especially not the job of some bureaucrats in Colorado, to make this assessment and interfere with the rights of voters to cast their vote for the candidate of their choice.
Kamala Harris kept it secret that she was in the DNC building on January 6th. She covered that up for almost a year before it leaked, and still she hasn't acknowledged it. Now think about this. Kamala Harris is one of the most politically opportunistic creatures on this planet. Why on earth would Kamala Harris forego the opportunity to milk politically the fact that she was within a hair's width of losing her life?
Well, there were four committees, as you told us here, that requested preservation of those Secret Service communications, and they specifically said including electronic communications. And then the Secret Service proceeds to migrate the phones to a different carrier and destroy the phones that were in their possession. The word of the Secret Service that this stuff is deleted and it ain't never coming back. Because they didn't just delete the electronics, they destroyed the phones.
It is those that set up this monstrous power grab that flies in the face of the Republic who deserve life imprisonment or worse. John Bound reporting.
The great Ezra Levant joins us to cover the waterfront in T-minus 60 seconds. Learn about who you know, and those you don't know, tune in now at Infowars.com and Real Alex Jones on X.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We focus a lot on Australia. We focus a lot on Germany and France and the UK. And we focus on our amazing northern friends in Canada. Because the globalists admit, Klaus Schwab admits, the UN admits, they're the beta test for us. And we're the beta test for them. We're all in this together. So Ezra Levant heads up Rebel Media, one of the best media organizations, is pro-human, pro-truth in the world, rebelnews.com, at Ezra Levant on X. We're going to cover the waterfront here with him. I've been trying to get him on for weeks since he was did a great job there from Switzerland at the Davos operation, knocked out of the park again with his crew, because we had some big victories in Canada, at least for now, backing off the state killing mentally ill people that they're wards of. And we've also got new clips of Trudeau saying, Canada's not great. How dare you say that? That almost tops his, he admires Xi Jinping above anything else because he has a basic dictatorship. We've also got the media meltdown over Tucker in Russia, Israel and Gaza, Canada petition to get out of the UN, WHO, open borders, ongoing transgender insanity in Canada. We're going to cover it all. Ezra Levant, you're the quarterback this hour and the coach. What do you want to jump into first?
Yeah, I want to tell you, I think the most important piece of news in Canada in 2024 was a shocking in a good way, court decision by our Federal Court of Canada. It ruled that when Justin Trudeau invoked martial law 2 years ago in response to the peaceful truckers, when he seized bank accounts, when he deployed riot horses against peaceful protesters, that was illegal, unconstitutional, unreasonable, unjustified. Those were all words from the ruling. And further on, he said the way it was implemented was against our Constitution. The seizing of bank accounts. Here's an example. As you know, a lot of households have a joint bank account between mom and dad. So if dad was protesting, they would seize the family bank account so mom couldn't buy groceries or medicine or pay for school. So it was that. So it wasn't just that the invocation of martial law was illegal. The judge said the way it was implemented was illegal too. This was such a breath of fresh air. This was so encouraging. As the kids say, it was a white pill moment. And it's done one more thing, Alex. Not only has it vindicated all the truckers and put the blame around Trudeau's neck, but it has now fired the starter pistol for hundreds of Canadians who were debanked to sue the government, because the pretext of having their bank account seized was just declared unlawful. The only people breaking the law during that trucker protest, other than some parking tickets, was Trudeau himself. Last point, the week that this federal court ruling came out, the justice minister under Trudeau, who had implemented martial law, he abruptly announced he was quitting parliament and retiring. But we caught him deleting his Twitter account, which has all of his public statements and his private direct messages. So we've gone to court to freeze his Twitter account. I think he's trying to delete his tracks now that hundreds of Canadians are going to sue him over that false invocation of martial law. So listen, the world is in jeopardy, Alex. There's bad news everywhere. But every once in a while when you get a win like this, especially from a court that you had sort of written off, it's worth taking a moment to celebrate.
By the way, I'm kicking myself for not raising that when I wanted you on a few weeks ago, and you were actually you were busy. I wanted you on about that ruling, and then you that was the reason I wanted you on. Now all this other stuff has happened. But again, I want to say this again. The WF, the UN, all of them have said Canada is their main model. Klaus Schwab has said Trudeau is who he's most proud of as the model. We played that clip many times. I'm not going to play it again, but it's on record. Just type in Klaus Schwab says Trudeau's the model. We penetrates the cabinets. The UN and your deputy prime minister and all of them have now come out just this week and said we want to take the bank accounts and demonetize anybody that criticizes the Ukraine war, anybody that criticizes open borders. So they're trying to take the model of a social credit score from China to Canada and now externalize that everywhere. That's why this victory out of the court brought up the debanking as the worst part is so incredibly important.
Yeah, you know, there's just this week, a member of parliament for our Socialist Party introduced a private members bill that would criminalize, like not just make it mildly illegal, but it would be a crime punishable with more than $1 million in fines and 2 years prison time. This private members bill, as it's called, would make promoting the oil and gas industry a crime. I know you're thinking, no, that can't be. There's got to be some catch there. The member of parliament who introduced it actually compared it to anti-tobacco legislation. And there's a common thread there. They don't want you to be able to criticize oil and gas. They want you to, you know, use less carbon. They're also in Canada proposing to make it a crime to, quote, deny a genocide against Indigenous people. If you deny that there are mass graves of Indians at the Indian residential schools, even if you're a skeptic, even if you're Indian yourself, they say that should be a crime. So there's all these movements in Canada to strangle free speech about key issues. And the thing is, in Canada, it's happening all the time. But remember when I was in Davos, Switzerland, covering the World Economic Forum, they're all pointing towards the 2024 U.S. election. That is the number one subject of conversation for the global elites. I think I told you that the two names that were on the list of the delegates of the WEF more than any other were number one, Donald Trump, and how can they stop him, and number two, Elon Musk, and how he is their impediment to stopping Trump. There I am in Europe with all these Europeans, all these globalists, but they're obsessed with those two disruptors in America. I want to report that to you, Alex, because you ought to know.
You told us, but it bears repeating. And people ask me, is Musk good or bad? You can't lie. The facts don't lie. You judge a tree by its fruits. He was never really a bad person, but he's involved in every major technology, so people can be as scared of the technologies and of their implementation. And I certainly agree with a lot of that. We should be very careful. But if you look at one point of the compass being total freedom and one being globalist tyranny, he was kind of in the middle before. He swung almost all the way over to being like a Tucker Carlson or an Ezra Levant or an Alex Jones, and so is Joe Rogan. And I know Joe Rogan personally. I know he's really awake and pissed off. So I think people need to be able to sit back and realize we're having cultural victories, and that we need to get ready for people to come over to our side and not just reject people when they start doing so many good things. What's your view on that, and what do you think gut level and also intellectually about Elon Musk?
Thanks for asking. My number one fear is that he is exposed to the Chinese government because he has such a large production facility. China is such a large part of his plans. So whenever I see him asked about China in one of his interviews, he really clams up a bit. That's my number one fear. But let's talk about the number one journalistic moment of the week, which is Tucker Carlson's upcoming interview with Vladimir Putin. That would not be aired on any network TV. I think it would be banned on YouTube. Elon Musk has assured that that will be seen as in its totality. And as he says, let the people judge it. And think of all the other things that he has permitted, including, if I might say, the revival of your accounts. And so, I mean, that is a proof point. Look, you see his tweets lately about open borders immigration? He's sounding like a rock-ribbed Republican. And I have to say, no man is perfect. But as Ronald Reagan said, I'm paraphrasing, he said a 10% enemy is still a 90% friend. And Elon Musk is a friend to everyone who cares about the free dissemination of ideas, the ability to speak truth to power, and that's why they hate him at the World Economic Forum.
Not exactly. Anybody that sits there holier than thou about Musk, I mean, I just ask him, okay, so you wish he'd just get rid of Twitter and stop doing the good things he's doing? No. I know people that know him personally. I'll leave it at that. He lives here in Austin. I'm friends with some of the people that are very close friends. I've interviewed him for 2.5 hours. They say behind the scenes he is completely red-pilled, totally pissed and awake. Now, I know that about Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan at dinner, he's like, you're totally right, Alex. It's all true. New World Order. He's come out against us all. And so I know Joe's for real, and I can clearly see that Musk is rapidly moving into our camp because...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I think he's put an enormous amount of...
Oh, I've never seen him so excited. He's been trying for 3 years to do this, and I'll just leave it at that. But yeah. He is just... This is all... When I was up there months ago up in Maine with him, he was just absolutely... He goes, when I go to Europe, you know Europe. I go, yeah, Europe, the big interview. He goes, yeah, yeah. I mean, he really wants to stop World War III, and absolutely... And I don't think I know, Ezra, their attempt to demonize and shut this down, it would have got 100 million views on X. The Streisand effect is going to get this a billion views total one way or another.
I think so, because it's not just Americans who want to see it. Everyone in Europe wants to see it, and everyone around the world who wants to see both Tucker and Putin. This is historic in a way, and I mean, I'm curious, and every hater is curious, too. I mean, both fans and foes want to see it. You don't think every single analyst of the CIA and NATO is going to watch it? You don't think Vladimir Zelensky is going to watch it? They want to hear answers to real questions. I think we can all judge what we hear for ourselves. And the fact that Hillary Clinton or others are actually talking about criminalizing this journalism tells you a lot more about them. It's so funny, the projection. And I'm not saying that Putin's a good guy. He's a former KGB agent. I'm sure he's ended some lives directly. He's not a pleasant dude, but for people like Hillary Clinton to start talking about authoritarian moves like jailing journalists, she doesn't even realize how much she's projecting. The authoritarian nature of the left has certainly come out in regards to Tucker. It's quite telling.
No, I totally agree, and they're also now saying they want to use the Espionage Act, and they say if you exchange questions with Putin beforehand, that's espionage. Now, espionage is giving somebody missile secrets or submarine secrets during a war. Tucker's not giving them military secrets. He's going and talking to them.
You know, we know about Democrats who receive millions of dollars in payments, for example, from the wife of the former Moscow mayor. We know about millions of dollars going to high-ranking Democrats, even in the president's own family, from Russia. That would, if you're interested in espionage and corruption and influence,
that's right. If Putin gave him $10 million to be pro-Russia, that would be espionage. But there's no evidence of that. But there is $3 million from the Moscow mayor. There is three, and there is.
And listen, Tucker doesn't need the money. Tucker's doing just fine. I think he's making a name for himself. I saw Christiane Amanpour, I think it was, say, oh, Tucker, you're not the only one trying to get. He was criticizing Tucker and saying, oh, we've all been trying to get it. Well, it's jealousy partly too, isn't it? What journalist wouldn't love to have this moment? You would. I would. Well, Tucker's the guy with the momentum and the gravity, and he's been telegraphing for years he wants this. I bet he's been thinking of his questions for 3 years, Alex. I'm looking forward to seeing it, and every hater will be watching, too. It's like what they used to say about Howard Stern. The only people who listened longer than the fans were the foes, and for the same reason. What's he going to say next? Except this isn't just jokes and sex jokes. This is the stuff that wars and peace are made of. It's going to be historic, I think. I'm excited to see some real journalism instead of the propaganda I see.
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. And that's why this is bigger than Tucker or Vladimir Putin. It's about stopping World War III. It's about Kennedy getting on the phone with Khrushchev and the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 1960s. We need this dialogue, and we need to know that all Americans don't hate Russians and all Russians don't hate Americans, and it's actually the opposite of that. And look, I don't like hearing the Ayatollah Khomeini or Khomeini before that. I don't like things he was saying. I don't like those guys. But it was okay when all those big national 60 Minutes reporters went and talked to him, because that's what you're supposed to do. And what they're really saying is your children, you're not allowed as adults to hear what another adult is saying. And that's just the essence of tyranny. And that's the essence of being treated like a child.
You know, in Davos, I'm not sure if I told you, when I was here for the World Economic Forum, remember, so many companies and countries have a big pavilion outside the secure area, so we could go into them and see what they had to say at the United Arab Emirates or India or whatever. Ukraine has a big pavilion every time, and I went there last year and I went there this year. And obviously, it's their national message. You could call it propaganda. But I went there with an open eyes, an open heart, and listen, Alex, the number one victims here are the Ukrainian people. How many hundreds of thousands of people have been killed? Young, an entire generation of young men. I saw a report that the average age of the Ukrainian soldier these days is 43, because they've wiped out the generation of young people, let alone the millions who have fled the country as refugees. The number one beneficiary of peace would be the Ukrainian people. And when I hear the alternative, just flinging more men into the meat grinder, it's heartbreaking. And now they want to
conscript women. And even the former U.S. top general from NATO, just retired a few years ago, he said 2 weeks ago, it's time to conscript the women. This is barbaric.
You know, it's heartbreaking. And I tell you, if I had one question to ask Putin, and I know I'll never get the chance, it would be this. There's so many reports from different people who were there that there was, when Israel was actually helping to, Israel's friendly with Ukraine and Russia. So Israel was hosting a kind of peace talks. This is over a year ago. And there was a general template on a peace agreement, and Boris Johnson was dispatched to scupper that deal
at
the last moment. That's been widely reported from various people in the meeting. And what did the West, what did Ukraine gain from the additional war besides more devastation?
And Israel didn't get any credit for trying to stop the war. Netanyahu did do that.
You know, it should be. I mean, could you imagine if the war was stopped there? I would like to hear Putin describe what the deal was and why it was called off, if he would be interested in the deal. Because otherwise, how does this end? What's the end game for Ukraine? Simply depopulating the country, throwing more.
Well, that was my next question. I mean, they now even admit in the New York Times, we knew this a year ago, 6 months ago was certain. They've been decimated. They can't get new recruits. The Russians never wanted to take the whole country. They wanted that security zone. And then to lure the NATO proxy army in for destruction. What Putin said 2 years ago has now been done. I think it's fair to say Ukraine has lost.
And it lost in a number of ways. And it's heartbreaking. And I say that having gone through and in absorbed the Ukrainian message in Davos. And I went in there knowing, okay, I'm going to be getting the full Monty from the Ukrainian side. But you know what? It's a story of loss and pain. And yeah.
And they've been valiant. I mean, they're outnumbered, 10 to 1 by the Russians. You can't deny the Ukrainians have fought like hell. But all the analysts knew it was a suicide mission. So the West sits back, winds them up, pushes them in to die, knowing Russia was going to win.
You know, Ukraine had one of the largest caches of nuclear weapons after the Cold War. Because remember, they were part of the Soviet Union. And other than the Russian Federation itself, Ukraine had the most nukes of any country. I think they had, other than America, I think they were in, it was America, Russia, Ukraine, and then
Britain. Yeah, Ukraine was positioned. Ukraine was positioned for war by Europe, yeah.
And they were convinced to give up their nukes. And Bill Clinton signed, I think it was called the Bucharest Memorandum or the Budapest Memorandum, basically saying, give up your nukes and we promise we'll help you. Well, that's sort of a parable, isn't it? Never give up your guns, let alone your nukes. If Ukraine had its nukes, Russia never would have invaded. And there's a parable there about someone saying, give up your own self-defense, we'll take care of you. That paper was worth nothing. And my heart breaks. You know, my own family came from Ukraine 120 years ago. Obviously, I regard myself as a Canadian. But, you know, it's what a disaster that war has been, but it's still celebrated as a victory across the West. It makes me very sad.
Very well said, Ozzy. Let's give these other big topics when we come back.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release the virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Road. There are times in human history when we go through incredible change. There are turnings every 90 years or so that have been observed for thousands of years, depending on the different cultures and areas, but we go in those cycles. And there are mega turnings that happen every 400 years or so. And if you look at all the technology, the things we have today, I call it this, and others are picking up on it, but it's a mega turning, a super turning. The turning of all turnings. The whole future of the world is being decided right now. And all the old wars and all the old wounds are being ginned up and opened up. But really, it's team humanity versus team tyranny, folks. It's team demon versus team freedom.
That's an Eddie Bravo term that I've expropriated. So Ezra Levant is one of the smartest guys out there. The work they do is first rate around the world, not just in Canada. We're so honored to have him. We've only got like 25 minutes left with him. And so I wanted to go over a lot of what we've got here. I want to get into Israel and Gaza. I want to get into the open borders. I want to get into government-assisted suicide, the ongoing insanity in Canada with the transgenderism, and also the Canadian petition to get out of the UN, the WHO. What do you want to tackle first?
You know, the transgenderism thing is incredible, and I think there's a lot of issues out there that reporters are afraid to talk about for fear of being called racist or extremist or anything like that. And you know that because you've been called falsely every name in the book. Now, you've got tough skin like an armadillo. You've been criticized so much, and me too. But ordinary journalists, they want to stay away from that. Transgenderism is the most dangerous subject for a journalist to cover, although, Alex, it's the most obvious one. Your own eyes show it to you. And remember, and when, by the way, Tucker Carlson came up to Canada. I didn't mention that to you. I don't know if you saw that.
Rock star level, 20,000-30,000 people packing arenas. Oh, my God.
It was amazing. He had 4,000 people with him at lunch in Calgary. Then he went up to Edmonton. I don't know the exact number. I'm going to guess 10,000. It was a hockey stadium.
I mean, that stadium looked like a 20,000-30,000. I mean, they were the nosebleeds.
It was huge. And by the way, he's got such a sense of humor. I forgot how funny he is. You know him.
Listen, funny. Ezra, he's even better behind the scenes. I spent days with him. Once he came and hung out with us on Thanksgiving, I spent a couple days with him just recently. The guy is like Santa Claus. He's so jolly. He's literally what he looks like on TV.
You know, I got a real kick out of his visit, and it got the entire country squawking about him, including Trudeau, of course. But one, I learned something from him, I thought I had heard him so many times. I'll just go just to be there for the moment. But I learned something. He said that the purpose of transgenderism, one of its ideological missions, is to humiliate Christians And I would interpret that to mean, you know, that scene in the book 1984 where the torturer holds up four fingers and says to the hero in Orwell's 1984, how many fingers? There are five fingers, and he's holding up four. And he keeps torturing Winston Smith until he says there are five. And the torturer says, no, it's not enough for you to just say there's five. You've got to believe it. And what's my point about the humiliation point in this 1984? Transgenderism is about making you look at a man and saying, that is a woman. It's about breaking down your own personal integrity, your moral integrity, your own belief system. If you can swallow the lie that a man is a woman, and therefore that anything flows from that, that a man can go into a woman's change room, then everything is broken
down. It makes you murder logic. And so they need to have a benchmark that's so insane that now you'll accept anything. If you believe that big fat men dressed like clowns that are convicted pedophiles are women, then you'll believe anything. You'll believe the moon's made of cheese.
You know, and it's incredible that Orwell nailed that 75 years ago in his book. But it's...
Ezra, you know why? You know why? Just a brief aside, because I've read most of his other books that were nonfiction. They're actually composites of essays he wrote under different names, like To Kill an Elephant is actually a compendium book. It's also a sub-essay. He was from a very powerful family, but they lost money, so they were out of power. Then he went and was an imperial policeman in India. Then he came back and became a communist, lived on the street in Paris and London for years and got tuberculosis. Then he went in to MI6 OSS before. He was like the chief propagandist in the Fabian Socialists, the very top guild, and believed it, and then found out later, wait a minute, Hitler's bad, but Stalin's just as bad, and you guys are planning something like that here. I'm going to write a book exposing, and he said that in his essays in the year before he died. You know, he died a year after the book was published. He wrote the essays. No, this is what they're really planning. This is what they'll do if we don't stop them. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're right. Let me just throw one more thing out. And I learned this actually from Dr. James Lindsay, who I think is a thoughtful critic. He says the word queer, we usually take that to mean a comment on sexuality. But it's not just that. There's queer math. There's queer history. And all it means is to attack the norm, to tear it down. So when I look at transgenderism, I think, why is this happening? This madness of
the French Revolution is overthrow God's reality.
Exactly. And so we have a reporter. You might recognize me. Where's that fedora? His name's David Menzies. He's one of our favorite guys. And he goes to sporting events where this is all out in the open. He doesn't go to secret meetings. These are tournaments, swimming tournaments, volleyball tournaments, and they're mainly for young women in high school or college sports. So there's moms and dads there. But the latest story that David Menzies broke, it's the craziest thing, Alex. I don't know if you've seen it yet. There's a couple of stories. One is a 50-year-old man who not only says he's a woman, he says he can compete with teenage girls. So he's not just transgender. He's trans age. And the swimming club lets him swim with and change in the change rooms with young girls, and they in fact changed their swimmer's bill of rights to say anyone can compete against.
So they're pushing the boundaries. It's just like saying we're going to put unqualified mentally ill people in the cockpits of 777s, and we now have FAA videos saying it makes people uncomfortable. We're doing it. They're literally at war with reality.
And what gets me, the number one thing I feel whenever I watch David's videos of these sports events, is where are the mums and dads? I mean, Alex, the most dangerous place in the world is, I mean, if you see a baby bear cub, get the hell away, because God forbid you're between that bear cub and its mom. You are in grave danger. There's nothing a mama bear won't do to protect its young. And that instinct is in people.
And they know if they can cut that instinct off, they can get away with anything. Is that the same reporter that got arrested for asking the deputy leader? Tell that whole story.
Yes. Sure. And again, in Canada, there's 700 agents of the government of Iran running around this country whipping up anti-Western, anti-Semitic, anti-Canada stuff. And so there's been a call to criminalize a terrorist group, the Islamic Republican Guard Corps. Which is
they host protests on X in Ottawa with 50,000 people, and they admit it's sponsored and run by the Quds forces. That's the Iranian militia.
And they're legal in Canada under Trudeau. So our guy Menzies, the same guy who covers the transgenderism, he goes up to the deputy prime minister. He says, I'm David Menzies with Rebel News. Why won't you ban the IRGC? Okay, that's a pretty good question. Yeah, that's the clip right there. And watch there. So he's asking her the question twice, and then a cop stands in front of him, brushes against him, and then the cop says, you're under arrest for assault. But you just saw the clip, Alex. He didn't assault anyone. The cop assaulted him. And in fact, if I can ask your team, can you play that last 60 seconds with the sound up? You've got to hear the sound.
Yeah, guys, play the clip. Play the clip. Here's the clip.
You're under arrest for assault.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Care system who had the force of law with him. In fact, you would be charged with the crime of interfering with health care. That's what they call it, Alex. They call doctor-assisted suicide health care. The medical profession that for thousands of years their motto was do no harm, the Hippocratic Oath. They are the lead practitioners. And never forget that it was the doctors who were the pointy edge of the spear in the Holocaust.
Absolutely. That's where it all started in 33, and then 10 years later he was killing millions with Hitler. So let's expand on this. I don't get it wrong, though. They are trying to say handicapped people, mentally ill people that are at wards of the state will decide to make the decision. They couldn't find any doctors to do it. So at least that radical, insane expansion got shelled. But you're right. Canada is now one of the capitals, other than like the Netherlands, of government push suicide.
And don't think it's not connected with the fact that our government runs the health care. Government runs the health care about as well as it runs the post office. And so it's expensive and it's slow, and there are literally millions of Canadians waiting in pain for surgery. Everyone has free health care. Good luck if you can get it. The waiting list is insane. And so all these people who are languishing, many of them in pain, the government says, hey, we'll suicide you. Everyone's a winner.
I've played news clips from your national TV, so they're showing this. And it's like, well, I've got really bad back pain. I don't want to die, but they say I cost too much money, so they want to kill me. Shifting out of that, then, closing comments on that. Let's talk about open borders. Let's talk about Israel, Gaza, and Canada petition to get out of the UN.
Sure. You know what? I don't know if you can find it quickly on our Twitter feed. There's a short clip of our immigration minister named Mark Miller, Mark spelled with a C, who announces that he wants to bring literally thousands of refugees from Gaza to Canada. I don't know if your team...
I saw the clip when you had it up there a few days ago. Yeah, I mean, people go to Rebel Media, they can find it.
Rebel News Online is our Twitter. And it's just a clip, because you're not going to believe it if you don't see it. There's no other country in the world that wants to take refugees from Gaza, certainly not Egypt. In fact, they're building a higher fence between Egypt and Gaza. But Trudeau is so dead set on maxing out migrants, and he's got an obsession with migrants from the Arab world. Who else would take migrants from Gaza? Trudeau wants thousands of them, and I remind you that Palestinian pollsters have found that at least 75% of Gazans support Hamas and other terrorist groups and support the October 7th terrorist attack, and Trudeau wants to bring these people into our neighborhoods. I'm terrified, and by the way, you happen to share the world's longest undefended border with us. And so do you think that of these thousands of Gaza migrants that Trudeau's bringing, do you think none of them will have ambitions to go after the great Satan? Yeah, play that clip sound up if you please.
Okay, they'll get a cue. They'll tell me in a moment when they get ready with audio. But let me just ask you this. Here's where the left disconnects from reality. Okay, I know it's a fetish to hate Israel and say everything evil on earth is Israel. And I was mad at, you know, Netanyahu pushing the poison shots like all the other leaders and saying Israelis are getting pigs and all that. So I don't think Israel's perfect. I love America. I can't stand our government. Okay, it's the same thing with Israel. You know, I think Israel's great, but I can't stand some of the stuff different governments do. Same thing with, you know, the UK or Canada or anybody. You know, Trudeau's not Canada. Netanyahu's not, you know, Israel. But this leftist, big media, State Department, big universities are completely anti-Israel, pro-Islam. The Islamists are attacking the White House, attacking everybody, blocking highways, attacking people, saying, screw America, we're taking over, this is an Islamic state. And then the left, you know, trainees and people go out and get beat up at these events, not knowing what Islam thinks about them. It's the West that's tolerant. Why is the left so allied with Islam? Ezra?
A few weeks ago, I don't know if we're frozen there, if you can see me, on the streets of London a few weeks ago, they had 100,000 people march in support of Hamas. And I was interviewing everyone I could. And they were mainly new immigrants to the UK, but there were some old timers, some people in their 60s and their 70s. And I talked to them. They were from the old Socialist Workers Party. And here's what I detected, Alex. In the 60s and 70s, these people hated the UK so much that they thought their chief ally was the Soviet Union. So they were for disarming the West and capitulating to the Soviets, and they were Marxists. Now, the greatest counterweight to the democratic, civilized, free West is radical Islam. So they side with them. And that's what queering means that we talked about. So when you say queers for Palestine, they don't actually think that they're going to go to Palestine and live and go to a gay pride parade. They know they'll be killed. But they know that they're against the capitalist, patriarchal, free West, and so are Palestinians, so are Russians,
right.
Maybe. I mean, not
Russians. You're absolutely right. And they think Islam's going to help them capture power in the West, then they'll double cross Islam. But we know Islam has another plan.
Yeah, and it's, Russia used to be the counterweight to the West. Now they see Russia as the keeper of some of those old Christian values. So the left is very confused about Russia. It's one of the reasons they hate Putin, is because he's not a godless atheist communist. In fact, when he talks about cultural issues, he sounds Christian and conservative. But I think anyone on campus, a lot of the young people on campus who are marching and chanting, they don't actually have a deep understanding of what they're saying. This is our generation's version of the massive unilateral disarmament protests that were in the West in the 70s and 80s. It's just self-loathing, and it's a luxury of the West. If you travel anywhere in the third world, anywhere in the developing world, they do not have the same self-loathing. It is a luxury good to be able to hate yourself. And that's why the people who hate the West the most are rich kids in college, because that's an exquisite demonstration of how sophisticated and savvy
and
they are.
I wonder why,
how they can condemn.
I wonder why Christian conservatives and Jews, because, you know, I've grown up in America, I've seen it. But Christian conservatives, Jews, other groups, they literally have a self-loathing and feel like we're bad as Christians, or and we have to grovel to whatever the power structure is and show that we're bad and admit we're bad because we're Christian or we're white. It's total mind control. It's absolute horse manure. In closing, we're almost out of time. How do we break that and then get into the Canadian petition to get out of the UN, WHO?
I think the first thing is to talk about it and to give people the vocabulary of how to resist. Most people in college have simply never heard the other point of view before, Alex, and so they don't know that there's another side of the story. But I think once that light is switched on, they can really, you know, there is hope out there. To switch gears to the last subject you had there, sorry, what was the last subject you wanted to cover?
The last subject was the Canadian petition to get out of the UN.
Thanks very much. Yeah, you know, the World Health Organization is one of the most atrocious parts of the United Nations. Also, the UNRWA, the UN Relief Works Administration, I think that's the Gaza. Like, there's so many awful parts of the UN, I don't know where to start. There's the climate control, that's the UN climate change framework convention on
and
climate
all their anti-free speech and all their open borders crap. The audience is sold, they're bad. Tell us what Canada's doing to get out of it.
Huge petition, I think over 300,000 signatures, might not sound a lot for Americans, but remember, we're one-tenth your size. So that would be like if 3.5 million Americans signed an official petition, not just some Facebook petition, but an official government petition to get out.
The point is, Canada is waking up. Canada's waking up fast.
I sure hope so, but we still have Trudeau at our helm. Imagine Gavin Newsom as your president. That's Justin Trudeau as our prime minister.
All right. Very impressive, Ezra Levant. As soon as you're ready to come back on, anytime you got news to break, we're watching everything you do. Again, where are the best places for people to find you? I guess it'd be rebelnews.com on Twitter, Ezra Levant.
You betcha. And come to our channel if you want to see more of that transgender reporting by David Menzies. It really is unique. So many reporters are scared of touching it, and we'll make sure to send you the clips when we get them, David.
All right.
Sorry, I called you David.
No, you're talking about the reporter. I get it. We're moving fast. Ezra Levant, we'll talk to you soon. And your reporter, David, is amazing. Get him on. Anytime reporters want to come on, tell my producers. Let's get them on, too.
Yeah, I sure will. He'll be great.
And great job fighting to keep the churches open during the lockdowns. You were the tip of the spear. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Ezra Levant is a smart guy doing great work. We're a lot richer because he's there freedom-wise. All right, folks. We are out of time for this hour. We have huge investigative reports inside the illegal alien camps, how they're being abused, so much more coming up with a very special guest. We'll start the next hour, get to that. Infowars.com/show, band.video. And if you're watching us on X or on a local radio station listening or at Infowars.com/show, please go to Infowarsstore.com. Check out the new limited edition Team Humanity t-shirts, the 1776 Gadsden flag shirts that I designed, and get some of the great products. We've got a big sale that's ending imminently for 50% off DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill Plus. We also now have back in stock, new and improved, even stronger, and 40% off, got a better deal on it. We have the amazing, over-the-top, absolute, just killer nitric boost that cleans out your blood, cleans out your whole body at InfoWarsStore.com. So get your nitric boost. Get your next level foundational energy. Get your winter sun. Get all of the great products now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Hour number three is only 2 minutes away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.